Hey, lovers and friends, I'm Val.
I'm Courtney.
And I'm Lisa.
And this is My Perfect Romance.
Bow, chicka, bow, bow.
What about all of you?
Or how about my sweet love?
I think we all have a different idea about what romance is.
Well, what is the perfect romance?
Gosh, I don't know, but let's find out.
Oh, you've never seen it?
I've never seen it.
That's how I sound when I sing. Sugar Fest and the Muppets. I'm taking
the sugar away.
Oh, okay. Lisa, I'm going to get sick, but that was delightful.
If anybody wants a boiled egg, so they can like stink it up later.
I don't know. I mean, I think I just saw the room.
You're welcome. I'm doing it to you.
You're welcome.
I think that we were talking about male writers, and I do want to listen to or okay. read or whatever.
So
I think it's like and compare male writers compared to.
Yes,
I am fascinated. Okay, so this book that I started listening to, I'm not even going to reveal the name.
Okay,
and the reason being because once you hear it, you're going to be like, "Oh my gosh, really?" Okay, so written by a man.
Okay,
it is written for in actually. I think it's not written in first person. I think it's third person, but the book kind of goes between the perspective of a grown man and a teenage boy. And it's the author is very male and he is from England. And so it's kind of that different, I don't know, sarcastic, witty humor.
Oh, I more. Love that humor.
And it was written, I think, in 1998. And then they made a movie about it in 2002, starring Hugh Grant. It is called About a Boy. You knew right away. I've never seen the movie. I'd never read the book. But I was just like, okay, I really want to read a romance novel written by a man.
Yes.
And I want to know, like, a man. Like, the protagonist needs to also be a man.
Oh, I love that.
Because it's so hard, I think, for people to write cross-gender. And
so
actually do it right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we were just talking about we're reviewing
the
today
yeah.
is how to, what was it?
Tapping
the Billionaire.
And it's part of a series.
Yes.
I think the Billionaires Club series.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And the author and what, well, there's a couple of things that got me excited about it. The author was,
are we at that
thought,
point already?
Oh, yes,
a male.
Yes.
I was like Max Monroe.
Mm-hmm.
A man wrote
Me too.
A romance novel.
Yep. And I was kind of, but didn't you think as I was reading, I'm like, this kind of doesn't sound like a man.
It sounded a little forced.
It didn't sound anything like a man. So then I'm like, who actually wrote this?
Yeah.
And the pseudonym.
Okay, this is
Max Monroe.
Yes,
and it's written by two women.
Yes,
and I can't remember the actual real names.
They didn't say when I was looking it up.
Oh,
they did have their names.
There was a whole bio on them.
Oh, wow.
To me, when I was looking at it, it seemed like it was secret. They were kind of okay.
I feel like I could like be their neighbor and say hello.
So did they write any books? I mean, it sounded to me too like that they were romance authors of books on their own and then they got together and
I think so.
Billionaires.
I think. I don't really know that much about them.
They enjoy long walks on the beach.
I know they're brunettes.
Well, I feel like this story really does follow a formula. You know, and I feel like, you know, they could just, you're kind of following this.
The necessary formula to be considered a romance novel.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Which is what? You have a protagonist and their love interest.
Mm-hmm.
They
have the
spark for each other. They spark. They hit it off, but then something comes between their relationship that they have to overcome. And then, and guess what? They do.
Because it's a romance.
Because it's a romance novel. And
so, yes, our book is Tapping the Billionaire by Max Monroe, which is not a male. Don't be deceived.
Definitely not a male.
And I'm just going to read.
Are you hosting it or am I?
I can't remember.
Oh.
Do you have no? I mean, I can do it. I'll just read the synopsis that the book has it or the Spotify has. And it says, Georgia Cummings has zero luck with dating and the era of the internet is not her friend. No matter how fast she runs, how many corners she turns, she can't find her way out of this weird alternate universe where men think dick pics are a replacement for small talk and getting to know a girl. One more crotch selfie and she might write men off for good. But why can't she stop fascinating about him? Klein Brooks is the quintessential billionaire bad boy. Dark styled, short hair, muscles for days, and a panty dropping smile. Except he isn't. As his employee, he won't touch her with a 10-foot pole, and she won't touch him either. Too bad their hormones missed the memo.
Oh, God. That was the synopsis that was like,
yes,
that would be on the back cover?
I guess so. Yeah, this is
totally inaccurate.
Well, yeah.
Sorry.
I mean, well, I get, you know what? And I looked for a different one, but this is all I could find. I mean, maybe you could find something else.
No, not that you could, but
maybe somebody else looking for. Mm. But when you're looking for what is this book about, I don't think that really gives you a very good detail.
But, you know, I could probably tell you that the Itsy Bitsy Spider is actually an incredible view into the struggles we have trying to overcome challenges.
Well, taking that little, I don't know, synopsis, I'm going to elaborate a little bit. And this story is about Georgia Cummings and Klein Brooks. Klein Brooks is a billionaire. He's made all of his money off of a new dating app called
TapNext.
Yeah.
It's like the Tinder, but it's TapNext.
And
it's a hookup site.
Yeah.
It's not like an actual match.com. It's all about hooking up.
And Georgia Cummings is the marketing director and manager for Klein's business.
Brooks Media.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Brooks Media. And they work together, but purely platonic. They've got their own lives, doing their own things.
Mm-hmm.
They only look at each other like
coworkers.
Mm-hmm. And in the beginning of this story, Georgia,
can I just add a little bit?
Yes, please.
I want to just say, Klein Brooks is 34.
Oh yes, yeah.
Georgia Cummings is 26.
Yeah, 26. Oh. And she's been head of their marketing for this billion dollar company since she was 24. So basically, you know, like she just, you know, fell into it right out of college.
And she's killing it.
Of course.
But she is dabbling in this dating app because she needs to kind of understand it.
Yeah. Well, and everybody
the whole
is
company
required
is set
to.
Up. They're required to.
Yeah.
They have their fake handles.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And the head of HR is the only person that knows who these fake handles actually are.
Yes.
Which is part of the plot.
Yes.
And yes.
Well, so she gets this. She gets this.
Sorry, and her sugar.
You hit the chicken.
I
found
it.
I know. I can't believe you listened.
All right. Well, we're going to be eating some candy here.
Sorry.
So she ends up getting this. Her profile picture is not herself. It's her best friend who she also is living with.
Cassie. Is her best friend's name, but her Twitter, or sorry, not Twitter. It's
Taprose next.
Mm-hmm. They say Taprose next, but isn't it Tap next?
Mm-hmm. Well, no, I think it's Rose because that's her middle name, right? So it's Taprose next.
Well, that's that's her handle name, but the website's called Taprose.
Okay, so that's her handle name, and then we've got Hard Rock.
Hmm. Hard Rock.
What is that inferring?
Actually, who is, I don't know, he's Klein Brooks, who owns the company. That's his, it's his like little profile name. And mm-hmm. he also uses his best friend's profile picture.
Yes.
So,
what are the chances?
And this guy's name is Thatcher, and he sends, playing a joke on Klein, he sends Taprose next, Georgia, a dick pic of somebody else's horrendous penis, which the they troll. Describe as many things.
Did you actually write down the puns? Because it was like, it went on and on and on and on and on about
Gargoyle dick, hunchback dick. Mm-hmm. We're just two of the more famous ones.
Okay.
And she's...
Have you ever encountered a gargoyle?
No.
No.
I don't know what you would...
either.
I was trying to picture what they were saying as far as a gargoyle dick or a hunchback dick. Okay. What does that look like?
So I just want to put into context. Crooked? These people are 26, late 20s, early 30s.
Yeah.
And they're like unnatural, like 12-year-old obsession with like dicks.
Yes, is ridiculous.
Is kind of... shocking to me.
Yes, and they're supposed to be super successful people who are
About as immature as they come.
Absolutely.
It makes me wonder, mm-hmm. is this really how, I mean, does anybody talk this way? We'll get into that in a minute, but let's just kind of get this story. Let's talk about the story and then we can talk about how crazy
it is. I'm not done introducing Klein though.
Oh, yeah, no, we got introduced. Well, so let's, the story is she gets this dick pic. She's annoyed. Klein, mm-hmm. realizes that his friend has done a prank on him. So he texts, and he is Bad Ruck. And Bad Ruck texts Rose and says, sorry, that was a prank. Which leads into a friendship that mm-hmm. they start texting each other.
A modern day you've got mail.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Which is interesting, right?
We just reviewed that. But I can't tell you, I think there were two or three times that the authors directly inference movie
yep.
and mm-hmm. compare what's happening in their lives to You've Got Mail to the point that I'm like,
no.
Not even, but okay.
Not even because that, they're still talking, not sex, but it's pretty. I feel like they're conversations. But wouldn't you have liked to have had a little more insight to their conversations?
Yeah,
because I don't feel like we got a lot, and yet they became such great friends.
Oh, absolutely. And then we're supposed to find out that it wasn't all just naughty talk. We get some, little tidbits of niceness, but she's just like, oh yeah, I can't believe, I'm so embarrassed I shared with him my thoughts on anal.
Yeah.
I struggled with that. But I also
Georgia
struggled.
And Klein, well, I'll just finish this. Georgia and Klein actually start dating, not knowing that they're talking to each other through the dating app. Mm-hmm. And Klein's mother is trying to set him up with some woman that he's not interested in for a benefit.
But okay, wait, back up though. That's not how it happened.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So yeah.
They didn't start dating until the mom tried to set them up.
Well, yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Started to date and then the mom.
Oh yeah, no, this is mm-hmm. how they started dating. Is
okay.
The mom tried to set him up. He was like not interested in this woman. So he's like, across the room and he's like, mom, I have a date already. And the first person he sees is Georgia. So he says, mom, I have a date already. Then goes and asks Georgia to go with him.
So one of the things that I thought was interesting is as the book was being introduced.
Yeah.
So before the dick pic, it was the introduction and it was Klein. And I thought that the introduction was pretty important for the whole, how the whole book was set, because Klein is sharing his perspective of who he sees himself to be.
Yes.
And it stuck with me through the entire book, every scene, everything that he did, because it was so like, I guess there's this term for characters that are unreliable, where they have this perception of who they are. And then the reader sees who they really are and they don't. They're inconsistent.
Yeah.
So he introduces himself. And I don't feel like they went into much detail about how Klein actually looks. All we know is that he is drop-dead gorgeous. And why do we know this?
Because he's told us.
Well, because he was prompted.
Yes, twice.
For 2 years in a row. And so therefore, he must be drop-dead gorgeous.
Of course.
Yeah. What else did he say about himself?
He is amazing at pleasing women. He can like get anybody off. And he has a big dick.
He's got a huge dick.
And he can get women off.
The one thing
that's what he thinks is important.
That really was the most inconsistent of everything is that he is a gentleman and he is humble.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, and he, that's his perception, right?
Of himself.
Of himself. And so, and he's saying something about, I've worked with this woman for 2 years and I've never even noticed her.
Oh yeah.
She's absolutely the head of marketing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He sits in meetings with her. She's his right hand woman.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're going to grow a media company, your head of marketing is kind of a big deal in your life.
Yeah.
You're going to spend a lot of time together. And to say that you never, ever noticed this woman
until your mom
because I make on the you phone. Go on
a, yes. She's going to make you go on a date with
and
somebody.
And then he looks up and he's like, whoa.
She's the most amazing, most beautiful woman I've ever seen in my entire life.
Yeah. And he goes on and on. And how about how amazing and beautiful she is. And yet.
He just noticed her.
He just noticed. Like this part of the, like the whole story, I'm like, this makes.
And we go sense. From, we go from. Didn't even notice her. To, I'm going to, you know, like give you everything, and you know, you are the most amazing everything in my world in like a month.
Yeah. So she'd never, and then it says that she'd never considered Klein to be attractive until he told her she was beautiful.
Yeah. Wait. What?
What? Really?
Oh, my gosh, wow. Well, dark and handsome. You must have been prom king twice.
I know.
So well, like, until they show interest kind of in each other, do they start thinking of the other in a sexual manner? So then they start fantasizing about the other.
Which I think there is some validity
there's
to that.
Truth to that.
Sure.
There's
yeah, we've talked that. About that before.
For sure.
Yeah.
Like you might not think somebody's very attractive until you find out, oh, well, they think you're attractive. And suddenly you start noticing that.
Well, and it's the same whole thing of, you know, like, once one guy notices a girl's pretty, the other guys are going, oh, hey, wait, she's hot.
Yeah.
You know, it's confusing.
Well, didn't that happen on, what is that movie with?
Anyone But You.
No.
Where you, that was the whole
thought. First time kiss.
Yes, that happened. Yes.
Never been kissed.
Never been
with
kissed.
With Drew Barrymore.
Oh.
Like, we'll have to watch it.
It's
okay.
But her brother, she's having a hard time. She's a journalist. She goes back to do an article in high school. And she can't get in with the in crowd. And so her older brother, who was always popular, helps her out. And he goes back to the high school, too. And he starts, you know, he's a jock. And he starts going, oh, yeah, so-and-so's so cool, blah, blah, blah. And then suddenly everybody sees her in a different light. But, yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, well, there you have it. So it's been validated as a real phenomenon.
Yes.
But it is. It
so
is
the
real
other thing
somebody.
That I think Klein did was he also says, you'd think I'd be, sleeping around, but I'm a one woman guy. Mm-hmm. I want Mm-hmm. I want to be with one lady. I'm looking for that one lady.
But he is a certified orgasm expert.
Oh, absolutely. Yes, of course.
Which
of course,
she told us.
Oh, yes.
In the first two mm-hmm. minutes. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Which, I mean, for a guy who's a one woman kind of man.
And modest. Modest.
to like have that certification. Mm-hmm. I want to know how he got it with the experience.
I mean, I probably could get a high star rating if I just went to the people that I knew.
Right. So what you think? Did I do it right? Yeah. Oh, a five? What, 10? I don't know anymore. What do you feel like?
Are we going to do it again if I give you a good score?
Yeah. You go down.
Yeah. I don't know. Why don't you try it?
Oh, my gosh.
See if you can do
that. But the storyline really is... I mean, we were talking about this, like I'm just going to say half of this book is sex completely. Mm-hmm. The other half is storyline.
Yeah.
Valerie and I feel like
cause you guys already talked about this.
If this is what you're looking for, sex, it's, mm-hmm. you know, it's got a lot of sex in it.
It does.
And a decent plot line. And
yeah. Okay. Yeah. So let's talk about the decent plot line, because okay.
when we talk
about a romance novel, right?
Yes.
You have two people that are attracted. So we've established that they are blown away by how good looking each other are. In an instant,
because they never noticed before, but right. now that's all they can notice.
Now suddenly we do. Mm-hmm. And their external goals. So like, this is an important part of character mm-hmm. in art development.
Yeah. Okay.
They want to know what you guys think.
These characters did not have growth in mm-hmm. this book. So
even try to make one up? Was there any shred of any like, what were they going for in life?
They had growth. These people are not growth-oriented human beings in this book.
This is, to me...
They were like, and that's why they still treat sex like they're in high school.
To me, okay, so let's go back to Georgia Cumming's background. Mm-hmm. So I think this is her wound that she has to overcome. Mm-hmm. The fact that her mother is a sex therapist.
Yes.
And her mother sent her away as a teenage girl to...
go to a masturbation camp.
mm-hmm. These are her wounds. Poor Georgia had to learn how to please herself. And she got so damn good at it.
Yeah.
But guess what? At age 26, she is literally the only female in all of New York
who's still a virgin.
Mm-hmm. Well, and Valerie talked about this too. She's like,
dying.
And who has sex for the first time and has orgasms?
Oh yeah, I mean, and also this is a girl.
Well, when you are going to a certified orgasm expert,
I guess so. That's why, because she's used to professionals, her mom being one, and now he's like certified,
and she's been masturbating for, I don't know, at least 12 years.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So she knows how, I suppose.
But the thing that's so crazy is, okay, so here she's somebody who's held out until she's 26. Mm-hmm. And apparently it's not like she.
There's no religion.
There's
no religious reason. There's no goals.
But
she's very attractive to other people because she's drop dead gorgeous.
And she does a good blowjob.
Yeah, an amazing blowjob.
She's done so many that she's like,
I'm so good at blowjobs. And these guys are so funny to me. For these people trying to tell us how wonderful and giving and awesome they are to each other, they're still like pretty much giving each other orgasms orally only because they want to be able to say, see, I'm cool and I'm giving. Because that really, to me, is in this story... that feels like that's what makes you a good person, is if you're mm-hmm. giving orgasms to other people. That's how you're defined as good or
their
bad.
Their first mm-hmm. sexual encounter, the master of orgasms.
Yes, there you go.
Gives her the best cunnilingus of her life.
Yes,
And guess what?
He doesn't ask her to reciprocate.
Which makes him a stand-up guy.
Yeah. Yes. And truly, in this book, they totally antiquate how giving you are in bed to how good of a human being you are. Mm-hmm. That means more to this book and plotline, and even the second book, because I started reading it, then.
Oh, really?
Oh, my God.
I kind of did, too.
It was kind of like, yeah. I was like, oh, watch the Exodus go by.
Well, I kind of wanted to know. So the second book is about Georgia and Klein's best friends, Cassie and Thatcher.
I figured that.
Yeah.
I kind of wanted to see where that went. And it's basically.
I have zero interest in finding out what happened to Thatcher and Cassie. Like,
no. No, it's even.
But that, to me, is Georgia's main wound or something that she has to overcome.
Yeah.
And so in her communication with Bad Rock when she's being George or Rose, mm-hmm. Tap Rose next, mm-hmm. like she's dating this guy that she really likes. And she's nervous because I think they're going to go up to the Hamptons together.
Uh-huh.
They've been out a couple times. The first date, she made a complete disaster of herself.
So let's just talk about that for a second.
About that, yeah.
Oh, yes.
This annoyed the hell out of me. I'm
sorry. Does it annoy you so
much?
Okay. So.
So she's anaphylactic.
Mm-hmm. They go, okay, so she is allergic to lime juice. Klein doesn't know this and orders like a gin and tonic with lime or something like that.
Yeah, for himself.
For himself, drinks it, and then he kisses her and suddenly her lips start swelling up.
The best kiss of her life in the middle of a dance floor at a charity ball with his hands all over her ass because he's such a gentleman.
Yeah.
Yes, yes. And that's classy, man.
He's classy and a gentleman.
Absolutely.
Which is what you do.
Which his mom is there too, right? Isn't his mom at this?
I don't know if his mom was there. I don't.
I can't remember. But
she should have been.
Yeah. Maybe would have.
Yeah. And she has such severe allergies, but she doesn't have any Benadryl with her or any, you know, EpiPens or anything like that.
Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah. She just starts. Here's the other thing. So her face starts swelling up. He wants to take her to the doctor, but she won't let him because her brother is working in the ER.
Mm-hmm.
There's only one hospital, right?
In all of New York City.
Yeah.
So only one place he'd take her, right?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
She's not going to go there.
Mm-hmm.
So,
no.
Because she doesn't want her brother to make fun of her.
Yeah.
Yes.
So
makes sense. Like,
and obviously,
even though her whole entire face is swollen, her lips are so swollen shut, mm-hmm. She can barely see through her eyes.
Mm-hmm. So they go to a store and he gets her Benadryl.
So he does
Benadryl.
The smart thing.
Yes, yeah.
And she drinks a bottle. Now, when has Benadryl ever acted like she was on drugs? Really?
No,
does
it? That. Yeah. Benadryl does that.
I felt really.
Yes, it does. Bob and I have discussed it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay, because that I never, I mean.
I know that it makes you so drowsy, but it doesn't make you incredibly stupid.
No, actually what it does though, no, it actually.
So stupid.
No.
Like a drunk, like she was on drugs or something.
No, hallucinations.
Really?
Yes. Let me double check.
Well,
but almost absolutely.
I'm not, I know.
Bob and I discussed this because I was.
Is that Benadryl or Robitussin? Because Robitussin, when I was in high school,
Benadryl.
Was the thing to take.
That's how you get slizzard.
No, Bob and I
That's
had this conversation.
I did that when I was in high school with my friends, and it was like one of the worst experiences of my life.
There are some.
I just
don't have to think
so
anymore
stupid.
Because I have a brain that I just, you know. Hey, do my thinking for me now.
But I don't feel like drinking a whole thing of Robitussin would make you behave like she does. I felt like it was more like you're going to fall asleep. But she starts saying
hallucinations.
No, it is, yes.
Delusions
uh-huh.
and
That's
trouble.
What I said, yeah, hallucinations, yep.
And extreme music. Right. But she's acting like a sloppy drunk.
Yes.
Yes, but it just
talk about hallucinations.
No, she's not. They didn't do the correct.
And I'm gonna just tell you one of my favorite.
She was okay.
Tell me
one of my favorite lines happens at this moment because she's a virgin. So she tells him,
Christopher Columbus.
Yes, she's like she wants him to Christopher Columbus the fuck out of my pussy pride land. That's what she wants him to do.
As a virgin.
She says that to him, and he's like, what?
On their first date.
On their first date.
She's not allowed out until age 26.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. She gets totally naked, and she's completely just, like, riding him.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh. And the gentleman that he is.
He really wants to do it, but he's not going to, because he needs her to be with it.
But
good on him, though. You know?
I will say that was the only thing about Klein Brooks that I was impressed by.
I agree with you. Good for him.
He's not rapey.
No.
That's great.
Yeah.
Yeah, because that would have been great.
Yeah. With how she was acting. She was obviously not able to give consent. So good for Klein. But yes, I didn't understand why she had this absolute need to tear her clothes off in his bed and wander all the way down
to
his
bed. And then she's willing to she's willing to just take it all off.
And him thinking that her behavior was charming and delightful.
Oh, that is the other thing, is everything she does is so annoying to me. And I can't imagine why. He's like, she's so adorable. She's so adorable.
She's so annoying.
She's so annoying.
I'm like, oh my God, nothing's worse than happening to be in charge of babysitting all the sorority sisters.
That's what I seem like.
Get back in bed. Get back. Come on. Put your clothes back on. No, you can't sleep with him. Come on. Drink some water. No. Drink some water. No, we might have to go to the doctor.
Gosh.
Okay.
Which would be a reasonable thing that they didn't do.
Yeah. Well, and then her too. If she has allergies, she knows not to drink a half a bottle of Benadryl.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, how can you, like, don't take people as super smart and then make them do super stupid things.
Yeah.
You can't say someone is so smart and then have them do super stupid things.
And being allergic to lime juice, like, this is not the first time that something like this has ever happened to her.
Oh, absolutely.
She knows what to do.
And also, like, if she hadn't been drinking.
Yeah. At that point.
No, and also if you're allergic to lime juice, that's one of those things that limes are common enough that you let the people around you know.
Okay. Or you come prepared. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Here's the other thing that annoyed me. Just before her date, she's like, I'm just going to stop into my hairdresser and have them change me from, or my lady, she's always gets me in, and she can do a fabulous job in 2 hours. Mm-hmm. Changing her hair from red to blonde in 2 hours.
They did not consult a hairdresser.
That never happens. If somebody said that to me, I'd like, come back and we need to spend like half a day or a whole day on this. And it might not even get right the first time. Taking red out of like, and taking it to a good blonde, it's hard work. It's not a 2 hour deal. I'm just telling you. And she changes her hair color all the time, obviously.
Yeah.
And right. I'm like, guess what? Maybe the Kardashians do that, but they don't even have good hair. It's an illusion. They have wigs. They have
Photoshop.
Yeah. That doesn't happen. And she can't have.
No good hairdresser is going to be instantly available.
Somebody's at the door. We'll have to edit this part out, Courtney. Yes. Who's at the door?
You come and knock him, but you can't come. Wiley's so cute. No
does
more
Wiley need some gosh. Of this? Because I'm going to be sick.
I'm going to eat all of it. I'm going to throw up. Wiley's so cute. I think he's on the health kick.
Oh, he probably wouldn't eat any sugar, huh? Oh, that's too bad.
Do you remember back when we had willpower? I had willpower for like 3 years.
I don't remember that. About myself.
I was going to say, what? I was really good for about 3 years.
Well, yeah, maybe you were, but
I had to be.
I've never experienced that.
Wiley's going to check out our setup.
Do you want to eat all the rest of the candy? Look, there's not much, but you just worked out and you probably need some sugar.
Yeah.
Thanks, babe.
Yes, this is sweet.
Yeah, so here's our microphone.
Aw, okay. You're such a nice son.
Thanks, sweetie pie.
What?
Yeah, it's work-free dinner.
It's what?
It's worth free dinner.
To stop by.
Okay. Okay, thanks, honey.
Bye. That's so cute. What a man, what a man, what a man, what a man, a good man. Yes, he is. Okay, now that's a gentleman. Because you know what? You want to know what washes down Sour Patch Kids and Peanut Butter M&Ms?
This is Dr. Pepper.
I was doing so good all day today until I got here.
Probably unsweetened. Dang it.
Yeah.
I like sugar. So
we'll get sugar.
We're talking about her near anaphylactic near death experience. Mm-hmm. So that's her first date. Then what happens? Before the first date, she and Bad Ruck, Tepro's next, and Bad Ruck, she's telling him how nervous she is because she's a virgin. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
And you know what that does? Turns him on.
Oh, yeah.
Big time. Yeah. Is that like, do you think that's a thing? Because I feel like this is a theme that we see in a lot of romance novels. Mm-hmm. I'm a virgin. Mm-hmm. And the guy's like, oh my gosh, I can't even look see straight anymore. Like,
that is true.
Well, so then maybe
it's such a theme.
Well, because then they can call you their.
They can defollow you.
Yes,
it's an ego thing. It totally
does. It work the same way for girls for men? Like, would a woman be like, "Oh yeah, I'm your first. Yes, I'm so excited." Or is it more just men feeling that way about women?
I have so much male experience. Let me.
You should have asked Wiley this when he was here.
Wiley is your son. I think that might be.
Let's call in Mike's son.
I'll step out while
you have a choice. Virgin, not virgin. Who are you going to go for?
Oh, they're going to go for that. Well, okay. So this is me. It depends on what stage in your life you are.
Yeah.
And where you are in your life, because. You know, if you're feeling like you need a conquest to make yourself feel like important and good, then you're going to be like, ooh, I probably want the virgin because that makes me feel like I convinced her to have sex with me. No one else did or, you know, whatever. And so I'm ego. I need that for my ego. Now, if you know, you're like, self-assured and actually truly kind of like you probably, and if you stop to think about it, you probably go, you know, I'd rather have the experienced person because they know what the fuck they're doing.
So even when you watch like old 80s like movies like Porky's or something, the young man's dream is to have an older experienced woman. Then how does that change into like as an older-ish man, you want like a virgin,
because
like a young virgin.
They want to conquer.
That's
be the
true.
Only.
It must be a guy thing.
It's a power structure.
I think so.
Huh. When they're learning and when they're not wanting to settle down, they want to get as much information as they possibly can. But when they go to find a mate, they want to have more power.
Gross. It's I don't really like this whole concept at all.
No, it's disgusting.
gross.
Yeah. So I want to.
Why should this even be a factor?
Yeah. I mean, safety. Why does that there are reasons why. Like safety.
Okay.
Safety is important. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, if you're talking about like safety, yeah, like a virgin
but
doesn't
you can,
have HPV.
You can have a person who is like consistently. Like
STD checked
condoms and has their STDs checked.
Absolutely.
And be just as safe.
But there's just 2,000 variants of HPV. And so,
okay, fine.
So they are going to
I want your vaccination record.
What is this? No. Well, and does this make Georgia more special? I mean, is she perceived?
She is
special.
A little bit.
And
I think
like,
by
you know,
Klein, he was.
Absolutely. That was freaking
so
hot.
Excited.
And it made her better.
Mm-hmm.
It made her better. And why does that make her better? Because it's not like she's held out because of a value thing. Like, I have respect for people who, for their religion, they want to hold out because for them, it's a religious thing. Mm-hmm. So they want to share it and they want to have that as a religious experience. If that's their belief structure.
I will say religion doesn't have to play into this. I was thinking about this, like, Time magazine article that I read probably like 10 years ago.
Uh-huh.
And it was just talking about like the different ages
that people have sex, their first time having sex, so losing their virginity.
Ooh, okay.
And it was talking about how, like, the average age tends to be 16. But the article showed a direct correlation to the age you were when you first had sex and your income level.
Oh, there is.
So,
I'm sure.
I mean, there is a direct correlation between having sex, starting having sex at a young age and low income versus mm-hmm. the person who waits until they're much older, like in their 20s, and their income. And the reason they say it's multifaceted, but the main reason is because this person has impulse control.
Delayed gratification.
Delayed gratification. Mm-hmm. They
it's
can hold off.
It's absolutely true.
And go for, like, long-term goals instead of short-term gratification.
Absolutely.
That's one reason. But then the second reason, the sooner you start having sex, what do you think happens?
You have sex with everyone you have sex with.
The sooner you start having children. And what do children do to our pocketbooks?
Drain.
They drain them. So it was like a twofold thing. And so I think that for some people, that is a huge factor, is they have goals mm-hmm. of, you know,
that's
being...
a very good point, Lisa. I love that you said that, because I know someone who had that situation.
You know someone that held out?
Who totally held out till they were 23.
23?
Yes, because, and it wasn't because they did not have opportunity. They had lots of opportunity, and this is actually a gentleman that I know.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I know a man who held out till he was 23, and he had, like, you know, miss of the state he was in mm-hmm. hitting on him mm-hmm. situations. Like, he definitely had opportunity, yeah. but he would not do that because the same thing. He had goals that he wanted to attain. Now, he was also religious.
Yeah,
but that was actually second. But that was secondary.
Did he allow blowjobs?
No, nothing.
Oh,
nothing. No, well, he didn't want to be distracted, and also it was just the same thing. It was just very goal oriented.
Yeah. Well, I will say,
I have so much respect for that.
I know mm-hmm. someone very close to me.
Did she wait till she was married?
That waited till they were married. Yes. Mm-hmm. However, they did this primarily for religious reasons mm-hmm. because their family would have been so ashamed of them, because if they didn't hold out till they were married, then they couldn't have gotten married
in the
Mormon temple.
Yeah.
And everybody would have known that you don't fuck up.
But no, this is something that I don't get.
And so, we're talking about me right now.
Yeah.
So, so, instead of, like, I mean,
but the boys
got married very young.
Oh, totally.
Because they were so
ready to be sexually active.
To dance that on that pole. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's so hard to hold out.
My friend from the gym is like, it's from where we're from.
Okay.
Like, he's from, like, Southern Idaho.
Oh, yeah.
And
which is
we were laughing about all this. And he said, yeah, you know, a lot of time men just,
like,
what did he say? No, he's like, they dip it.
Yes. They go to the foyer, but They're just putting one foot in the door and then sneaking around.
Okay,
but you guys never had the, even down this road.
Because literally, like, people, they'll find out, oh, you were Mormon?
Mm-hmm.
I wish I could remember, but were you ever a jumper? That's the next
question.
Okay. Oh my gosh,
This is, like, supposedly something Mormons do. And I'm like, that's not a thing. And then I look it up on Urban Dictionary and I'm like, oh my gosh, it's well known enough. People talk about it. And they, like, directly say this is, like, a Mormon thing. So here's how it goes.
Okay.
If other people wiggle the bed, you're not having sex.
Exactly.
Yes, we heard that.
You're just, like, right outside the door. But the jolting of the bed causes maybe for it to go in a little bit further.
But
they're not actively doing anything. They're holding perfectly still while someone is jumping.
So you have to have a third person there.
Because that's sexy.
So, and
like,
that's
a
actually, tonight, are you busy? Because, like, Ben and I are going to be hanging out, and we're going to be, you know, dipping a little bit. Could you just joggle the bed like so we could be jumping in a little bit?
Your sister wife,
and so therefore, here's another thing that I remember many people doing. They would go, because Vegas isn't that far from Northern Utah.
Get married
Utah.
For a night.
6-hour drive, go get married. And then as long as you get a divorce within 2 weeks, it's an annulment. It's not a divorce. And so it's like it never happened. But at the time, you were married, so it's okay.
Wow.
So a lot of people did that.
The things they'll go to just to have sex. I mean, Jesus.
I know. And to, like, for religious purposes.
Yeah.
Or, like, the whole oral thing.
Now, were you allowed to do oral?
No, not. The Mormon religion is like, no, oral is totally.
But I,
even after sex, it's kind of frowned on.
Are you kidding me?
No, I'm not.
You can't be clitoniscan off.
Yeah. And masturbation also frowned.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, I've heard about well, poor boys who had to go and, like,
yes,
all the 13 steps. Like, it was like you had to do a 12-step program.
If you masturbated.
Well, yep. And here, okay, this is a whole other thing we'll talk about some other time. But I think religion plays a huge part in how men and women feel about sex and their openness to it. You know, I feel like, you know.
Well, even within, from being friends with Mormons and, you know, who are somewhere in our eggs. Yeah. Yeah. You know, even the girls who waited till they were
in it more than me.
But you weren't active.
Well, I didn't really put in the papers, so I'm there.
I'm sure someone was baptized on your behalf.
No, I mean, it's so much work. I mean,
I had to threaten lawsuits to get them to take my name off the books.
Yeah, it's a big deal.
I'm officially off.
Okay, no, that's why they come over to our house.
You got off?
I got off because I didn't want random people showing up and confusing my kids and, like, harassing me all the time. And I mean,
just the other night, did I tell you guys, like, I had these two young men, and I get it because I knew young men going on missions, and it's a tough thing.
So nice.
So, you know, they came and they're like, does the Ben Wimmer live here? I'm like, I know exactly who they are. They have their little badges and stuff. I'm like, yeah. They're like, well, can we talk to you guys? I'm like, you know, we're in for the night. I'm like, can I help you? They said, well,
like, how late at night?
It was 8.
That's
o'clock
late
at night.
To start
that's
a conversation.
Social norms.
It was pretty interesting. I started thinking about it. I'm like, this could be unsafe. I mean, I walked outside to talk to them, and they're like, well, we show that you guys haven't been to church for a while. Is there a reason why? Can we ask why you haven't been active?
I kind of forgot about it.
I said, I was like thinking in my head, I'm like, no, you can't ask. I'm like, it's no. Sorry, it's a personal thing. And no, you know, I don't need to tell you.
Yeah.
And they're like, I'm like, they're like, well, we're here for you anytime you want. You know, we'd love to see you. And then, you know, they asked if there was anyone around that I
that
might want to be and, you know, have their advice. I was like,
we're right over there.
We're kind of looking around. It's over.
Just over on the street.
Yeah, just
over.
Go over and see that there's, like, the water.
There's
going to
be a lot of
us.
Cats, but don't worry.
Yeah,
just
go over there.
Just step over the cats.
Yeah, just, you know.
I mean, they kind of scatter.
Could you just tell her hi from Courtney?
But the craziest thing for me was that they knew Ben's name and they knew we had been to church.
Because you're still on the list.
Oh, yeah. It's weird.
No, to get your name off the list is not easy.
Yeah, no, it's not.
So, but here's the thing that I've heard is that, you know, it seems like we're back to the story where, you know, the switch in the standards between men and women, whereas, you know, like, she's venerated for being a virgin. He's venerated for being an orgasm expert.
The roles we play.
But even in the Mormon church, I know that if the girl kept herself pure, and let's say the guy who asked her to marry him in the temple wasn't quite so good. You know, like they'd be like, well, sure, young boy, why don't you just go do a couple Hail Marys? And I know that that's Catholicism, but that's for my damn. But, you know, why don't you just go do some, you know, Hail Marys? And then you guys can still get married in the temple. But if a girl were to have, even gone down on a guy, not even had sex, it'd be like, well, no amount of Hail Marys is going to let them get married in the temple.
That's not true.
Is that not true?
They have to put in their time. They might have to go and see the bishop and get counseled on it on a regular basis. They'll have to like show sincere remorse. And I don't know what the time frame is, but no, that's not accurate.
I thought you have to wait
usually for both, either male or female, they have to wait a full year, I think, before they're allowed to get married in the temple.
If they'd had sexual relations.
Yeah, but okay. It doesn't work like...
Oh, well, then I am totally spreading rumors. I'm like so wrong.
As far as I know.
The thing is, a Mormon virgin would not be as into sex as Georgia, because Georgia's had some real experience with masturbation.
Mm-hmm. And oral. And
oral.
I wrote a whole list of fabulous words that came from this.
She hadn't had anal yet. It was my impression.
Her mother teaches her early on. She has a mantra, and it says, and her mother says, masturbation a day keeps babies away. So masturbate away, darling. You just
masturbate away.
But I have to say, I kind of love that.
Oh,
yeah. I kind of love that little idea.
I mean, I thought that that was a really healthy way to go about birth controlling my
health. Yeah. I think it's, but to,
Ebus.
The problem is we don't teach kids. We don't.
Yeah.
I mean, that is not, it's just like, don't have sex.
I don't know. Like with my kids and stuff like that, because, you know, they discover things and then you're just like, okay, just, you know, wash your hands and do that in private.
Well.
That's what I told my kids. I said,
just don't run the hot water heater out.
Mm-hmm. And like, whatever.
Well, we know what they're doing when they're in the shower for 10 hours. but I never said that's not okay. Since it's like a mother talking to a boy and they're so uncomfortable with that anyway, I felt like that was something bad.
Did you ever like pass that off to Ben?
I did. I don't know if he told him, but
I tried passing it off. So many different things, but in the end, I'm the one that has those conversations
because I had those
conversations. So awkward.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I never talked about masturbation, but we have talked about how important it is to maybe that experiences should be saved for somebody that you really care about. It's not something to just go around and here I have boys. So I'm like, it's in that mindset of it's, I don't know, men, boys are like give themselves more easily than girls do at this age. Yeah. So I just wanted them, I'm not like trying to say like don't have sex, because that's a hard thing to say.
I definitely don't promote that either. Because I think there's a middle ground.
I never said don't have sex. No. I'm saying like, it is a special thing.
It is.
It is something to be done with somebody you care about, not just somebody you know for a night. It's something that I really wanted the boys to not just sleep around.
Yeah.
What if that's something that the girl is interested in and the boy is interested in, and they both mutually decide, you know what?
So then you have to have the conversations as... So I remember when I was talking to my son about it, I said, you know, something to just be aware of is that.
Oh, okay. That's the coffee mug.
It turns off by itself. So, okay. Randomly makes noise.
Okay. But I turn myself off randomly sometimes too. Just out of the blue, I'll be like, got to do the dishes and clean the toilets.
Oh, I was just going to say, like, yes, I mean, I do want them to be able to, like, sex. At that point, I'm also telling them, if you do have sex, make sure that she is saying yes.
Yes.
Also, use a condom every single time.
My biggest thing is use a condom. I don't care if she says she's on the pill. It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. And you
condom every time.
And here's the thing too. Here's where our kids are going to get in trouble because I tell both of them, it's a condom you have provided.
And if you need to double up, that's fine.
Yeah. You know, because like I hate to say
it, you can each provide one.
I mean, that condom has been in a wallet being rubbed around. It got left in the hot in the sunshine, up in the hood of the car, you know, it doesn't work now. And that's how babies are made. But I told my kids too, I was like, just know that once, if you're in a relationship with someone, which, you know that when you start having sex with them, it changes the relationship.
Yeah.
When you start having sex with someone, it changes the relationship.
I've even heard some guys at that age be like, you know what? I want to wait until we know each other better because I know as soon as we start doing this, is what the relationship is going to become. And I want to know you better.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I'm like, that's a true gentleman.
That is a true gentleman.
And I have to say, Klein, at some point, they're having sex, but they are, where are they when they don't have, he doesn't have a condom. They don't have a condom and they're like, I need to have, they just have to have sex.
Oh yeah.
And he's willing at that point. He's like,
well, I guess I'll,
I don't care
I'll
what
work super hard to support you.
I don't care at this point what it took, because I'm in. I love this woman. If this makes pregnant.
And he had been dating her for a couple weeks.
Yeah.
And I will have babies with her. And she was mad at him.
He suddenly seemed to forget that he was worth billions, that he was going to have to work his ass off to support this family.
Yeah, he'll just figure it out.
If she can't live off of billions, then like this girl's got issues.
I'm like, shoot, I don't know. I don't want you to do.
You better get us a part-time job at the gas station, you know, in the evenings.
You better work day and night.
Yeah.
I mean. Yeah, because we require.
My gosh.
Trillions.
Yeah.
You're probably
a millionaire.
It's pretty.
But it doesn't matter because she's on birth control.
But he didn't know that.
No, he didn't.
Yeah.
But she's.
They never have it.
She's also responsible.
Well, but then here's the other thing, too, though, I don't know. I'm like, you know, there's never any conversations in books about when were you last tested?
Yeah. Well, they did mention that, though. Like, I think he was going through in his mind. He's like, I'm going it's okay. Like, it goes along the same lines of I'll take care of him and blah, blah, blah. And I've been tested and
they did mention that. I think around that same time when there was like the no condom. Oh, crap,
it's okay.
Yeah.
Yes. So anyway, I do want to point out a couple of things about Klein that I was not as impressed by. after the weekend date, he and Tapro's next.
Mm-hmm.
And at this point, neither of them know who they are, but Tapro's next mentions that she had a horrific first date experience when he asks her how it went. And it triggers him to think, oh my gosh, could she be talking about our date? Could that be Georgia?
Yeah.
So what does he do? He breaks into the office, breaks into the HR person, and violates everyone's privacy to find out if it's her, which is
not okay.
So dishonest.
Oh, and totally egotistical.
Uh-huh. So that's one thing that I was like, what a gentleman. Wow. Yeah.
So herein lies the crisis.
Yes.
Which...
the whole crisis is centered around this.
Yeah.
Truly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So he knows that Rose is Georgia. Mm-hmm. Georgia doesn't know Klein is Bad Ruck.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So they're continuing to have a conversation.
Yeah.
Then Klein and Georgia meet at a bar. And Klein's
friends.
Yeah, Klein's
friends there in tow. But at this point, Klein knows who she is.
Yes.
She doesn't know who he is.
But she sees Thatcher, and that's the face on the profile she's been talking to. So she thinks that Thatch is Bad Ruck. So and she's realizes, like, oh
my gosh,
shit.
I've been talking to Klein's best friend this whole time.
Yeah.
And I've been having some really borderline, inappropriate.
So when Klein and Georgia see this immediately, Klein says to Thatcher, I'll explain later, but you have to take over. Like, this is who you are. I'll tell you later. I'll explain it. But you are Bad Rook. Mm-hmm. And you've been talking to Georgia. And then Georgia says to Cassie, she says, okay, I'll tell you later. But I've been talking to Thatcher. But she doesn't know it's actually Klein. Mm-hmm. So you have to take over my profile. Like, right. So they pass it on to their friends.
Well, but Klein doesn't pass it on to Thatch because he knows that it's Georgia. Mm-hmm. Georgia passes it on to Cassie.
I thought he did.
He didn't. No, he didn't.
So he continues to talk to Georgia.
That night, says pretend for tonight.
No, I thought but because then.
Because this is the biggest logistical problem of this entire book. Is based on this scenario. Mm-hmm. And so Klein continues to talk to Georgia, but he doesn't realize that Georgia's passed it on to Cassie. Mm-hmm. And Georgia doesn't realize that it was Klein all along. She thinks it's Thatch.
Okay.
So they are so in love. They're up at the Hamptons together. Mm-hmm. And then he flies her across the country and keeps her up all night long.
She's got to fly out. She has to fly.
What a gentleman. What a gentleman.
He can sleep the whole rest of the day, but she has to be back to work and he's not going to let her sleep. So he happens to step out in the bathroom and she sees a text coming from Cassie to him.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like...
No, I think she...
Was it Cassie? Yeah, Cassie's like, we can't... I'm seeing someone else. Mm-hmm. We can't continue talking. So she sees that message come through on Klein's phone and immediately figures out that it's Klein. So she knows, but then she goes off and flies out that day. And then Cassie sends a picture of, a message that said from Klein after she said we should stop seeing each other. He says, I think we should meet in person. So she thinks that Klein... who knows who Cassie was, is hitting on her best friend, even though he's dating her.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So she's super freaking upset that he did that to her.
Yeah.
But logistically, this bothers me because he was setting her up for failure because there's two best friends. They're best friends. He knows that as best friends, they're going to talk. And yet he's putting her in this position to have to lie.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, and he does that knowingly, but he thinks he's being all super sweet and romantic and you've got mail.
Mm-hmm. So he's like wanting to say like, hey, we're going to meet and then you'll realize it's me. It's that kind of
that's what
like
he's
his
thinking,
idea.
Yeah. But he knows that they are best friends. Mm-hmm. And what do best friends
but
do?
But he doesn't know he's talking to Cassie. Oh. He thinks he's talking to Georgia.
Yeah,
but Georgia knows that Cassie is her best friend.
Yeah.
And they met at that bar together.
Yeah.
So Georgia is obviously going to put two and two together.
Yes.
Because she's not an idiot.
Yeah.
Like, apparently Klein was.
Yeah, Klein is not very smart.
So the logistics of this situation.
People are only smart because we're told that they're smart
but
them.
But they're actually complete idiots.
Yeah.
They are.
Okay, so...
And maybe that's why people like
a scenario back when I was in college. I was like my best friend at the time. We were like roommates, like shared a room, went to bed, made our beds together in the morning, right? We were best friends. And her boyfriend, who at the time I thought was the most annoying person on the planet, because they baby talked to each other.
Gross.
I thought he was annoying. Everything about him annoyed me.
Yeah.
Poke, 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 poke. Like just really stupid, annoying. So she goes off because she did, the Big Sister program.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
She was in the Big Sister program and she went out for like a weekend Big Sister program trip.
That's
which
so
was super
cute.
Sweet. She was a sweetheart.
Yeah.
She's gone. he comes over and he's like, you know, I've been thinking. I want to date you.
Did he say that to you?
Yes. Well, she's away.
Oh.
And I'm like, do you think I'm an idiot?
Yeah.
Like, there's this thing called girl code. We don't do that.
Yeah.
We don't date each other's exes, let alone current boyfriends.
Yeah.
He's like, well, I'm going to break up with her. And I'm like, that's not going to happen. I will never date you for two reasons.
First,
she's my friend.
Yeah.
And I think you're the most annoying person on the planet.
Yeah.
So it's just not going to happen.
Three reasons, actually. Because also, yeah. You don't secure your next girlfriend before you break up.
Yeah. 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 I think you're a total douche.
Yeah.
So he leaves. What do you think he does?
Calls her up. Hey, baby, I miss you.
He's like, you won't believe what Lisa just did.
No. What a creep.
So he tells her that before I have a chance to talk to her. And you know what?
What a creep.
Did she believe?
She believed him.
Of course.
So it put me in a really bad situation.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
And of course, what does he do? He breaks up with her anyway. And I was like, you,
what a terrible person,
douchebag.
Yeah.
But I don't know. There's something about this scenario that just brought that up for me. I was like, that pig.
Yeah, no.
Because
he's toying
essentially
with best friends.
Was doing the same thing and she knew about it. And of course, like, I would be like, done.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Would want nothing to do with you at that point.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. What, yeah. What was he expecting her to say? Like, oh yeah. I mean, let's meet. Like,
yeah, you've got mail.
Yeah. Like, he was thinking that it was going to turn out that way.
Yes.
But so you know that there isn't the Pina Colada song.
No. Yeah. Sing it for me. Cause I don't know what part of the song you're thinking of.
Pina Coladas.
Okay. Yes.
And having
getting caught in the rain.
Getting caught in the rain.
If you're not into health food, if you have half a brain, if you can't make it love at midnight, on the
tools of Kabbalah,
I'm the man that you look for. Read to me and escape.
Okay. So if you're looking for a douchebag.
Read to me and escape.
Is that what the song is really saying?
Yeah,
I never picked up on
it's
that.
It's the two. Oh, it's the husband and wife that are getting tired with each other and decide to have an affair, and they end up picking each other as the affair partner.
So
that's
he,
the song.
Yeah, he writes. He puts a letter in that.
She does.
Oh, I thought he does.
Responds.
Why am I so like that?
He responds her letter. He was like, and so yeah, she writes the letter to the newspaper in the want ads. And then he's like, you know, don't judge me, but I'm getting tired of my old lady.
Uh-huh.
And so I saw this really cool, like, in search of in the newspaper that said, do you like pina coladas, blah, blah, blah. And he's like. Yeah.
And he answers, I do like pina coladas,
you know,
and
blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
And you should meet me. And so then they meet.
Oh, and they're like,
oh my God.
Right here,
and it's like, oh, it's my husband. Oh, it's my wife. Oh my God. You were going to have an affair too. Oh my God. We should hang out. We're so in love. Look at us. We're so cute. Are we
my
so
mind
cute?
Is reeling right now. Like, I know. The story of
that. I mean,
that
but
song.
At that point, I mean, like, this is why I think that I take life way too seriously sometimes because I'm all like, no, that's not a giggle and aren't we cute? And I guess we're so in love with each other. We just didn't know it. That's you need to go to counseling.
Yeah.
You need to go
we've got
to,
problems.
Yeah. Yeah. You need to like
we
do
didn't
some
know about.
Self. Yeah.
Well, it kind of plays into the other book we read, Before I Do, which is like, you get tired, you get annoyed and stop working at your relationship.
Which is a normal part of any relationship.
Yeah.
We all, it waxes. The key is just don't have it happen at the same time unless you like pina coladas.
There you go.
Courtney and I were talking about that too because she's all like, okay, so, you know, on the relationship scale and stuff, you know, that does fade away eventually. And so we were talking about how, you know, I'm like 2.5, 3 years into my relationship. And so, you know, we're still new love. But even new love is a little bit less intense as new love.
Oh, yeah. The 3-month mark is different than the 2-month mark. the 2 year mark for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's, yeah. I mean, like, this is like, you know, we actually do have to get the yard work done.
Yeah.
You know, you can't stay in bed all day.
So she, Georgia figures it out.
She
you
does.
Know, and she's like pissed.
She's
reeling. Like, she's
which
like,
that this is the first part of the book that made sense to
yeah.
me.
Yeah. She's but like, goes right one. To, she goes right to work. She,
quits,
puts in her resume, her resignation.
And then guess what happens? They never talk.
I know. He can't. Does he just not call her because he doesn't know what to say?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. He goes through every possible scenario of what he could say, and none of them are good enough. So guess what? He just doesn't do anything.
So what, a week later, then he decides to give her his
company.
Mm-hmm. So just so that
I thought it was longer than a week. I don't know how long it was.
It's so hard. It's hard to know because so much happens.
But like, we don't want to go too much into this because, yes. readers, I do want you to know how they solve this major conundrum.
Yeah.
Because this was that's the breaking point. That's yep. like the crisis. That
yeah,
they have
that's
to
the crisis. Then they have
figure
to
out how to be yep. together. So,
but you know one thing that never happens. Sorry.
Okay. Oh, I was just gonna say another thing that bugs me about Klein is he calls her baby all the time. Okay, baby.
He calls her Benny
baby
too.
And Benny because of the Benadryl.
Right.
But that bugged me too. Benny and baby and baby, you know I love you. Baby, you know you make my cock so hard. Just come and suck it, please. I mean, it like that. There was so much cock, pussy, clit. Every other word was
it's the only thing that
the
they could
only
think
thing
about.
They could talk about and
both
say
of them, not just the man, but
it was
the woman
so
too.
Annoying.
But in their relationship, you know, and which I think is really funny for a girl who had never had sex
to be so sexually literate, or
no, just how to have orgasms be the epitome of if you're a good person or not. Do you give other people orgasms?
Yeah.
You know, you can be a douchebag. Like, she never got in trouble for talking to this guy and talking. I mean, there's one thing between having, like, a guy friend that you talk to
yeah.
and having a guy friend you talk to about your favorite anal positions.
Which you know, is what they did is, you know.
You know, like, do you, what are your thoughts about anal?
Oh, what you was know, like, his, what was his, he said he likes anal because he wants to have every part of her or something
yeah,
like
yes,
that.
Yeah, like, I want exactly. slime everywhere.
And she's like, oh, okay, that makes sense. Let's do
okay.
that.
Okay, yeah, I got
we
it.
We should do that then. Huh.
Should I read? I'm going to read you all the words that I found titillating.
Oh my gosh.
Titillating? Was titillating one of them?
Let's hear it. I'm dying.
Ride that cock. Slutty turncoat.
You that's slutty right. turncoat. Actually, that's kind of funny. In the right premises, I can totally see you slutty turncoat.
Well, they call
I'm
that.
Call Bob
they
that.
Call that guy.
I'm
a
okay.
slutty turncoat, Jill.
I'm oh totally going to call Bob the slutty turncoat this weekend just for fun.
Gargoyle dick, which we already talked to.
Yes.
Or hunchback dick. Mm-hmm. Cassie calls Georgie Horgie.
Horgie.
Oh, yeah, he does.
Or she does. Yeah.
Cassie
Horgie. Does. Horgie. Pro bono ho.
I like pro bono ho.
Pussy roulette.
Pussy roulette? Where did that come into?
I can't remember where that was.
It was thrown in.
Sir sucks a lot.
Sir sucks a lot's good. I like sir sucks a lot.
A bit. Well, and she calls, Georgia calls Klein Big Dick Brooks.
Mm-hmm.
And then I already told you the Christopher Columbus one.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And the masturbation a day. Those were my favorite words.
I liked, what did they say? Redefining the cocktail ride.
Oh, yeah.
And then the dash at one point says, duh, dude, my character is on top of the pyramid.
Oh,
just like that. Did I do it so good? Like for that? Like that's
yeah.
So
yeah,
cute.
That's why. Yeah. That's why I totally
dude.
Dude, like,
yeah.
Mine was the Columbus was my favorite line.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. And then, yes. He actually growled. I always thought the growl was a mythical unicorn put into romance novels. Like that was like George's thoughts after Klein growls. Oh my
yeah,
gosh.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a mythical pyramid, like mythical unicorn.
Have you guys ever growled? I've growled before.
I mean, but like just the narration, like her thoughts.
Yes.
Oh,
That's not a thought that you would have
while you're doing that. Yes. Especially if you're in the presence.
Dick Cummings, did we? Oh, Dick Cummings.
Oh, Dick Cummings. Yes, I thought that was, And Dick never let his son go by anything but Willie Klein. Willie Cummings.
Willie Cummings.
Willie Cummings.
How about this line?
I'm going to get my man voice up. Are you naked? Georgia.
The bed made me do it.
I'm like,
Okay, let's just talk about that too. Because like,
was when she was on her Benny. Her Benny Bend. Her
Benny
Bender.
Benny Bend. Benny comes.
And then in the epilogue, oh my gosh, I should have written it down, you guys. Something about how the epilogue was told in, I think, from Thatch.
Thatch and Cassie do that.
I could tell.
They're going to be the next story.
And like they're like, wow, multiple pussy, man, you're giving that up. That's like a real stand-up guy. That's kind of like, I can see why you'd want to get married then.
Because you know,
maybe that's what I want. Maybe that's what I need in my life.
There's one pussy and only one pussy.
Maybe I'm tired of all the pussies.
Oh my gosh, it was a special read.
Yes, sure. It was.
Do you guys want to rate
it? So, yeah, let's rate it.
I'm pulling my reader out.
Was the relationship sustainable?
Okay, so.
Oh God.
Level zero. would these people, first of all, would they ever actually get together?
Apparently,
not going to happen, not very likely, neutral, very likely, and destined. Would you say destined? I'm neutral on this one.
I don't even know that I'd be neutral. The only reason they got together, not very likely, because they would have gotten together in the first 2 years if they were destined or any.
Yeah.
You know, like, but it was just that random thing where he was just like,
I need a date. I don't want to go with the one mom.
And I don't want to go with who my mom told me, you know.
Yeah, I say neutral too. Neutral for me too.
I'm going to say, I had a hard and fast rule.
Okay.
Always have about not dating people you work with.
Yeah.
I lived hard and fast by that.
You never dated anybody. Like when you were serving, you never dated another server or cook or.
No.
I haven't either.
Like in any short, small time job?
No, I but didn't either, did I date but... a lot of their friends?
Yeah,
or
absolutely.
A lot of their friends that would come in and hang out in my section forever and not leave.
Yeah. And you're like, you know, you're costing me money, dude.
Yeah.
Did you guys work at...
I always hated those people who did that. Like, if you're trying to hit on me, you know, don't sit in my section and cost me $10 or $20 tonight.
Yeah. That cost me.
Like, you know, I don't care if you even leave me a good tip for your soda pop that you get every night. I want that table.
Yeah.
And I don't want to have to talk to you all the time.
I started wearing a ring, a giant, big old fake ring. When I waited tables, because it was like, get rid of them.
Well, and you're so pretty too that girls probably didn't like it when you came up to their table to, you know, you looked at my,
you were, at my you were, flirting,
boy,
on
you were flirting with my, with my boyfriend. You're like, did you ever get that? You're like,
I'm just trying to do my job.
I'm paying to be nice.
It was like two people on a date, clearly on a date, and they leave you a huge tip. And I'm like, they're trying to impress their girlfriend now.
They are. They totally are. I always love that.
I loved waiting on those people.
Me too, because they're so cute.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I agree. Mm-hmm. Me too.
Anyway, waiting tables. All right. Good times. I don't know how we got off on that. But.
Sorry.
So, I'm like, they're not going to get married. They're not going to hook up because
Glyn, the Glyn man.
And a stand-up guy wouldn't put another person in a situation. Like, that's about the worst situation you could put a woman in.
Oh, have your boss ask you out on a date out of the blue without...
But if it goes bad, what's going to happen to you?
You lose your career. You're going to lose your career. And this was, like, for her to be 26 even and have this position, I mean, that's insane.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't... It's not realistic. But it's not realistic, and it's super not realistic that she got it basically almost fresh out of college.
No, because she did. This was like her first job.
I know. But it's not realistic that that would happen even more so, especially because that his company be so was successful. His company was already worth billions when she joined it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's not like she helped build it up.
Oh, yeah, because she took the place of another guy who took advantage of the
the company credit card.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. As it happens. But I just think because Klein is such a gentleman, he never would have done that to an employee.
Yeah.
Because that's just about the worst position you could put.
It is.
I agree.
Total dick move, if you ask me.
Absolutely dick move.
Okay, so.
How long would the relationship last? What do you guys think?
No more than 2 years. Absolutely not.
I'm going to say 7 because they're gonna stay hot and heavy. But when reality strikes, like when they have kids or.
Yeah.
At some point,
they're going to have to grow up because they're junior high students.
Their communication was so terrible.
Yes.
Oh,
I just don't see them making past 2 years after that first like honeymoon afterglow phase. Yeah.
I just don't.
I feel like their families connected and stuff. So mm-hmm. even if like they start going downhill,
their
I think they would.
Are connected?
Their friends
no, they,
are
they
friends.
Connect with their family. Like, Klein totally connects with George's dad.
Yeah.
And they have this sudden mm-hmm. bonding.
Which, by the way, can I just say for a minute, for a guy that doesn't own a car.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I know. Like, yes.
Oh, yeah.
10 minutes and fixes this major car problem they're going to have to take the mechanic to fix.
Oh, yeah. On his baby. He's just like,
yeah, well, yeah, go ahead. Like go ahead and fix that.
Uh-huh. And then now give me some sex tips because, you know, you really were banging my daughter awesome last night.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. And my wife wants to come the way you made my daughter come.
Oh, God. I know. That was kind of gross. I have to say that was like,
come on.
Yeah, come on.
Dick. Mm-hmm. Really, Dick.
But I feel like because of that, they might kind of push through some stuff. But I think ultimately, when it comes down to like real stuff.
Oh, if they, when their life actually, when they don't get to live in this childish little stupid.
Well, and really, how long is late going to be cute? You know, he thinks it's so adorable that she's always late.
Oh,
but that's after a while.
That goes away mm-hmm. after 6 months.
Easily. Oh.
If that.
Like, yeah. After...
That's why I'm giving them 3. Sorry. I'm a pessimist. What can I say?
No. They're not. They've got a lot of work to do as far as growing up. Also,
I don't think they have it in them to put in the time either.
Yeah.
I don't think they're invested in.
But this is why I think 7 is a very real spot because they're so freaking shallow.
Mm-hmm.
They're so shallow.
Which is why they're not even going to make it 2 years.
But they might be shallow
enough
to
just
constantly be there. And we already know how they communicate. So when a fight happens, Klein's not going to say anything. And she's just going to quit full blown straight out of the gun,
mm-hmm.
run away. And, you know.
Fights happen by year one, guys. Come on. Okay.
I don't know. I haven't.
So you guys are stuck on 7. I'm not even convinced I'll make it to 2 years. Okay. How spicy was this novel? Green pepper, jalapeno, cayenne, habanero, or ghost?
I would say habanero.
Habanero.
I agree there. It's a habanero level.
Yeah.
I have read hotter. But since it was 50% sex, and of that 50%, 50% oral, which is all women know is the best.
I know.
No. Then it was a habanero.
Yeah.
They didn't pull at all the moves.
No.
No.
they could have been steamier. Mm-hmm. I mean, I've read other things that have like been little steam, like
there was
steamier.
No relationship sexiness.
Yeah.
There was, it was like, if, you know, it was like kid. It was like kids having sex. Like,
oh, we're going to stick it in and we're going to do it.
Yeah, pussy, pussy, pussy. You know what I'm saying? And I kind of want, a little bit of a, oh my gosh, he just like touched my soul and now he's caressing my thigh. I kind of want a little bit more of that.
Well, yeah. I felt like after reading this,
a little more built.
After reading this book, I have a better understanding of the kind of romance I like.
Yeah.
And I would say, like we talked about this at the beginning, but this might appeal to people who just like more sex in a book and less story.
Yeah.
To me, I like more story, more romance, more buildup. I do like steam. Yeah. I do. I do want to have some sex things, but I think I prefer more of a build up to those things.
And there wasn't the build.
No.
Yeah. It was just like, boom, this happened, this happened, then this happened, then this happened.
And now we're having sex. And like,
and now sex, and now this, and now sex, and now this. And it was a plot-based book. It didn't have a storyline.
No.
Because there was no backstory to the characters. There was no, like, I guess being a virgin was the wound that she had to overcome. Yeah. And that eventually the plot was that, oh, we've been, you know, seeing someone on the side through this Tinder app or Tap Next app.
Yeah.
And oh my gosh, we've been cheating, but let's overcome that. Like,
because
that was about all there was to it.
And only he got in trouble for that. And here's the thing too. I didn't have a problem with them talking as friends because they were talking, they both were honest about, I'm in another relationship, you know, and they were bouncing off ideas, communication things. Oh, what is the guy's opinion on this? What's this and that stuff.
Yeah.
So those types of things I'm totally okay with.
That relationship was more intimate than theirs was.
Oh, it was.
Yeah.
I didn't like, you know, like.
It was secretive.
It was secretive and it was kind of sexy.
Mm-hmm. That's what I'm saying.
They're talking about anal.
Yeah, there were sexual undertones, and that's kind of inappropriate.
What would a man prefer me wearing? You know, this or this?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know? Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if I talk to you guys about intimate things, and I don't feel like that's like bad to Bob, but I also don't talk to you.
Between us like that.
Yeah. I mean, maybe not for you. I mean, I just have to say, ladies, you're hot. Both of you girls are smoking.
Smoking, huh?
I know. I've got my brunette and my redhead.
Just so you know, it's never happening.
Lisa, you know what? I'm just going to sneak a half a bottle of Benadryl into your thing, and the bed's going to make you get naked.
Oh, my gosh. The bed made me do it.
And then I'll come and shake the bed.
Shake the bed. Will you be our jumper?
I'll be your jumper. You'll be your dipper. Right. You'll be the dipper.
So wait a second. I don't have a dip.
I don't have a dipper.
The reason that I chose this book was because a mutual friend of ours had said.
Oh, and I love that friend.
This, I know, I love it. And I love her idea behind it. She's like, I think this would be a great read for a, you know, 18 to 24 year old male because it will teach them how to sexually please a woman.
Yeah. And I really love that.
And so that is who I am recommending this for.
I totally agree. Our friend was spot on with that. Of
people, 18 to 24 year old males, read this book. You'll learn how to go down and go down good.
That was the purpose of this book.
Certified orgasm specialist.
Yes. And I think maybe that was the whole purpose of this book.
I think it was.
So I think we need to give those, they get a big O, a standing O.
A big O.
A standing O.
Oh.
Ovation, not orgasm.
All right, ladies, that was fun.
I know it was a fun read.
It really was.
Okay.
All right.
If you guys enjoyed learning about romance novels,
books, movies,
and hearing nice, cute little stories,
let's keep doing it.
Please send us your personal perfect romance.
You can go to our website.
We want to hear about it, and I think everybody else does too.
There'll be a link on myperfectromance.com.
Yep.
And you can rate us. You can subscribe. You can send us your stories.
Yep.
Yeah.
And you can follow
recommend
along.
Books.
Yeah.
Recommend books, movies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thanks for watching.
All right.
Love you guys.
XOXO. Bye.